Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. On Mother's Day, Sunday, many women can expect to be pampered, perhaps treated to brunch out or breakfast in bed, and a flurry of cards and flowers from her family. To a mother who has finally found refuge for herself and her children in a domestic abuse shelter, the day can hold a different meaning. According to the latest statistic from National Domestic Violence Counts, the number of women and children in emergency or transitional housing on an average day like maybe Mother's Day, can total upward of 40,000 victims. In an attempt to ease the disruption and counter the stigma of shame that can be associated with fleeing to a domestic abuse shelter, there are two organizations, Jewish Women International and HANA, that sponsor programs to specially honor women on this special day. Today I'm with Meredith Jacobs, Vice President of Marketing and Communications from Jewish Women International, an organization that works to empower women and girls. She's going to tell us about the Mother's Day Flower Project. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
And also here is Naomi Taffet, Director of Service Coordination at HANA, a nonprofit in Baltimore that provides crisis intervention, education, and legal consultation to victims of domestic abuse. HANA Safe House receives some of the Mother's Day flowers we're talking about. Thanks for being here, Naomi.
Thank you for including us.
So, Meredith Jacobs, what is the Mother's Day Flower Project? How did it start?
It started about 18 years ago. JWI is about 120-year-old women's organization that not only works to empower women and girls, but works to end violence against women and girls. And so 18 years ago, we thought we should remember the women who are in shelters across the country by sending them flowers. And the past few years, we're including financial literacy resources. So this year, all of our shelters will receive copies of a workbook specially created for their clients, for the women who are trying to rebuild their lives for themselves and their children, that will help them work through some basic financial literacy needs, creating a budget, figuring out how to save, how to get a loan, because so often financial abuse goes hand in hand with domestic abuse. And so a woman who has access to money, who has control and power over her budget, has options and resources. And then, of course, we're walking the halls of Congress asking for legislation that will support survivors and that will provide pay equity and long-term economic security to all women. And some of the work that we do also gives back to those survivors. And that's not only the Flower Project, which sends, again, 24 roses to 200 shelters across the country, including 9 in Maryland, but also we build children's libraries in shelters across the country. And both HANA and House of Ruth here locally are recipients of those children's libraries. Those two are actually made possible by the Hilda and Jacob Blaustein Foundation.
Boy, you covered a lot right there. You say 200 shelters.
Correct.
Across the country?
Mm-hmm. Yes, across the country. And every year we hear for more. So I'll get an email or a phone call from a shelter, and they'll say, we heard about your project. Can we be added? And we say, of course. Just give us your information.
And one lucky mother in each of those shelters, or how does it work?
Each shelter handles it differently. So depending on the number of women in the shelter, in some cases, the shelters will distribute a rose to each woman. In some cases, they may put the roses out in a central location for all to enjoy. And I know HANA, and I'm sure Naomi will explain, they have a very special ceremony where they give it to one woman. So each shelter does it a little bit differently.
Naomi, tell us about that.
The Mother's Day Flower Project is such an amazing, amazing gift on so many levels to our clients, as well as to the staff and to the organization. People think about Mother's Day. They think about, giving mom breakfast in bed when she wakes up and bringing her flowers and all sorts of things. Unfortunately, a lot of the survivors of domestic violence don't have the same experience. Oftentimes, they've never received flowers out of love. It may have been part of an apology after they have been either physically or emotionally beaten. There's also something very, very special about watching a mother receive flowers from another woman. When children are watching their mother receive flowers, it's a huge experience. Quite often, their father has never done that, so they don't have a role model to understand, to to celebrate their mother, to honor their mother, and how more beautiful with a bouquet of gorgeous roses. It's very magical watching a child's reaction to their mother getting flowers. It's also something they want to recreate each year after that. So something magical happens in that moment.
Meredith told us that each shelter handles it differently. So It sounds as if Hana may put a priority on making sure it's a moment that involves children.
A lot of times it does involve children. There is an experience that we had with one of our mothers that I wanted to share.
Tell me.
So we have a client who just got out of a relationship after 50 years. Her entire adult lifetime has been with this man who is horribly abusive to her. This past year, he's passed away. She thinks that the abuse doesn't just stop when the person passes away. She's finding all sorts of information that she didn't know financially. And so she had no idea that there were bills here. And some of the financial abuse continues even past the point of him passing away. With this one client in particular, she moved in after the divorce with her mother. Her mother is about 95 years old and just received the hospice diagnosis. Unfortunately, the client and her mother both know that this is going to be her last Mother's Day. But what was so magical about that moment was the mother being able to watch her daughter receive flowers from an organization that will be here long after mom has passed away.
You know, something that Naomi said, that was the way that our CEO, Lori Weinstein, explained it to me when I got to JWI. And she said, for these women, it's the first time they're receiving flowers given unconditionally. And like Naomi said, they could have gotten flowers in the past as an, I'm sorry I beat you, I won't do it again kind of thing. And what really moved me was I remember growing up and seeing my father always bringing home flowers to my mother. It didn't have to be Mother's Day or her birthday. It was just he saw beautiful flowers and thought of her. My husband gives me flowers. My son, when he was a little boy, and even now at 18, if he sees a flower, will give it to me. And to know that I was blessed enough to grow up in a home of love, that my children were raised in a home of love, and to think of the women who didn't have that. And for me, knowing that we're giving them these flowers is our way of letting them know that we're thinking of them, that we care, that we're out there fighting on their behalf. And I think that's what speaks to people. The way we're able to send these flowers is that people from all over the country purchase their Mother's Day cards and now Father's Day cards through JWI. For that $25 donation, we'll send a card to anyone you want to honor on Mother's Day, your mother, your sister, your grandmother, your dear friend. And those proceeds go to help us send the flowers.
That's Meredith Jacobs, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Jewish Women International, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us is Naomi Taffet, Director of Service Coordination at Hana. Hana provides domestic abuse crisis intervention services. It also sponsors the Leah Goldsacker Mother's Day Project. And I want to ask you about that, Naomi. That's also called Adopt a Mom?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Leah Goldsacker actually came up with the term Adopt a Mom. This was an incredibly powerful and special project that she worked on herself. Leah was a woman who was very involved in Chapter 2, which is a group of women who want to give back to the community. She heard about the JWI Mother's Day Flower Project and fell in love with it, wanted to take it one step further. For Mother's Day, there will be several baskets and gift bags that the Chapter 2 women will come in, take a bag. On that bag is a customized list as to the client and their children and what kind of gifts might that mother want on that special day.
This is a gift list that the mother herself, it's her wish list?
This would be a wish list. However, the moms actually don't know that we're the ones who are behind the scenes telling the volunteers. So we know a little bit which mother likes gardening, which likes pets, which does yoga. So we try to customize each bag. When the women come in on Mother's Day to our office, they go home with a bag especially just for them. And we hear stories that people keep who can't bring it home because it's not safe. A lot of times a mother will keep that bag in the trunk of her car and once a month will go out and pick something special. She might not be able to say where it's from, but she can feel where it's from.
She might not be able to say because her partner would object.
Correct. If she came home with fancy pearl earrings, her husband would want to know where did she receive them. And so we're very cognizant of some of the items that are put in the bags that she could have picked up a yoga mat at a free class that she took at the library.
This is why we call all the shelters every year to say, do you still want the flowers? Because you can't just send things. These are
Correct.
Protected spaces.
Correct.
They have to know the flowers are coming. Who is going to accept them? So we get all that information.
I'm very glad you clarified that, because I realized I was thinking in terms of the flowers, I was thinking of them as sort of a beautiful punctuation of an abusive situation that was over. But you're saying in some circumstances, those flowers or the adopt-a-mom gifts show up while there's still negotiation going on. There's still effort being put into trying to figure this out.
A lot of times people think that the abuse is over because the father's moved out. That doesn't necessarily mean the abuse is over. Even on Mother's Day this year, we're concerned that some of the fathers will withhold visits on that day, knowing that it's special. It's Mother's Day, that the child should be spending time with the mother. And unfortunately, in several cases, this won't be the case.
That the father will forbid the children from being with the mother. I cannot even imagine what every day is like for these women, but most especially Mother's Day, that should be such a celebration. And to think that in any way this, you know, it seems like such a simple thing. So what, so we send flowers. It's huge. It's huge for what it means to these women that someone is thinking of them with love.
In addition to Hannah, what other shelters in Maryland participate with Jewish Women International?
Sure, we have House of Ruth, Family Crisis Center, the Hartley House in Frederick, Green Tree in Bethesda, the YMCA in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County, Hope Works in Columbia, the Betty Ann Kroenke Center in Rockville. So those are the nine in Maryland. But again, we try and reach as many shelters as we can throughout the country.
Do either of you have something you would like women who might be in this situation to be thinking of right now, these days before Mother's Day?
That there's hope, that there are people out there who can help them, who will know how to help them. It's one of the most dangerous times when a victim leaves her abuser. And so I would hope they would find resources like Hannah, like House of Ruth, like any of these shelters that are out there, and go seek that help so that they can, if they choose to leave, that they do so safely. And just know that there's a life out there for their children and for themselves that's better than what they're experiencing now.
If people want to take part, what can they do?
It's not too late to go to our website and order Mother's Day and Father's Day cards.
Thank you both for this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Meredith Jacobs is Vice President of Marketing and Communications for JWI, which works to prevent violence against girls and women. Naomi Taffet is Director of Service Coordination at HANA, which provides domestic abuse crisis intervention. Both nonprofits sponsor programs that honor mothers at domestic violence shelters on Mother's Day. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we have links that show you where and how you can donate. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now, and then we'll be back with a Stoop Story.